Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. And Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee. But he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And after 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called his 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. After I told my girlfriend that I was going into the seminary, which, by the way, did not go over very well, when I sold my truck, I started to think, you know, if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to be a priest, if I'm going to give up having a house and a wife and taking my son to his first ball game or walking my daughter down the aisle at a wedding day or babysitting the grandkids, if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to be a priest, I'm not just going to be a so-so priest. I'm not just going to be a good enough priest. Oh, I want to be a great priest. I get it. I mean, I get it. I understand why the disciples who gave up everything to follow the Lord is now discussing greatness and seeking to be the best and to be the greatest. But Jesus, he shut down the conversation. I'll tell you why. So this summer, I was on vacation with my family, and I went up Tumbledown Mountain. And you get to the top of the mountain, there's this huge boulder. The whole top is a big rock. So I was just sitting there, I was thinking about this rock, and I says, you know, this thing here has been here since the first ice age. It's probably going to survive the global warming. It's probably going to continue to be there, and that's going to move to the next ice age. So let's say you take a line, you take the last ice age, and you draw a line to the next ice age. And that would represent the existence of this big rock that I'm sitting on. Now let's take, for instance, now we want to represent my existence on the same timeline. What would it look like? It would be a little dot, a little poof. So that night I was sitting under the stars, and you know, in the deep woods of Maine, the lights are incredible. There's solar systems and galaxies all over the place. And as I was sitting there, I felt like, you know something, I'm just a teeny little speck in the universe. So how do you achieve greatness? You know, so even let's say, for instance, I did something really, really great, like I win the Boston Marathon, which will never happen. 400 years from now, nobody's going to care. You know, I can't even remember who won the Super Bowl 3 years ago. You know, I'm having a book published. I've been studying just about my whole life, scripture, and I have some insights in the Bible that I think are pretty good. But 20 years from now, somebody else is going to write another book with better insights, and it's going to be outdated. So here's my question. How can a dot on a timeline and a speck in the universe have any greatness at all? Well, there's one way. One way. Demand. Big demand. Let's say you have a pair of sneakers, smelly, used, old sneakers in your house, worth nothing. Well, you might as well just throw them out, right? But if Michael Jordan wore those sneakers at one of the championship games, they'd be worth a fortune. Or if you take a picture of a distorted figure, you know, with three eyeballs and a big long nose, and you say to yourself, that is the ugliest thing I have ever seen in my entire life. It is not going on my wall. Take it right out to the dumpster, right? But if Picasso painted it, oh, put it right up there. Look what I got. It'd be worth a fortune. So Jesus now takes a child who's done nothing that what anybody would consider great, has made no contributions to society, and he redefines greatness. Demand. I love this kid. You know, I think in all life we'd love to do something great. We'd like to be the best at just one thing. You know, a goat. But that's not how you get greatness. There's only one way we get greatness. God loves us. That's how you get greatness, because 400 years from now, we're going to be in big demand.